The single most discussed item on Hacker News right now, by a considerable margin, with over 1,000 points and more than 600 comments, is the release of Muse Glimmer, Meta's new 30 billion parameter model, described as optimized for always-on local agent workflows. And it landed alongside a very combative op-ed from Mark Zuckerberg in the Financial Times, where he explicitly attacks what he calls closed AI rivals. The timing is not accidental.
Let's unpack what Zuckerberg is actually doing here, because this is a genuinely interesting business strategy wrapped in the language of ideology. Meta doesn't sell AI as a product. They don't have an OpenAI subscription. They don't have an Anthropic Pro tier. Their business is advertising, and their competitive moat requires that the underlying AI infrastructure be as cheap and commoditized as possible. When Meta releases a model openly, they're not being altruistic. They're executing a strategy that says, if everyone uses the same base models, the differentiator is data and distribution, which Meta has in abundance.
That's exactly right. And the HN community is quite sharp on this point. Several comments distinguish between open weights and truly open source. Muse Glimmer appears to be the former, meaning you get the trained weights, but not necessarily the full training data, methodology, or compute details that would let you actually replicate the result. Zuckerberg's rhetoric uses open liberally, but the technical community is parsing that word very carefully.
What's technically interesting about Muse Glimmer is the always-on local agent framing. 30 billion parameters is not small by traditional standards. This is not a phone model, but the optimization target is local deployment for agentic tasks, meaning models that take actions, call tools, run in loops. The implication is that Meta is betting heavily on a world where AI agents run persistently on local hardware, possibly on device for enterprise scenarios, rather than every inference going through a cloud API.
And that connects directly to something we'll cover later, the Needle 2 model from Cactus Compute, which is 14 megabytes and designed for phones and wearables. There's a clear spectrum emerging, from tiny, always-on edge models all the way up to 30 billion parameter local agents. And the underlying assumption across all of them is that the latency, cost, and privacy concerns of cloud inference are real enough that local deployment is worth the engineering investment.
The business implications of Zuckerberg's open model posture are worth dwelling on. OpenAI and Anthropic are in a difficult position when a competitor the size of Meta releases competitive models freely. It compresses the value of the API layer. If a developer can run a Meta model locally, that's 90% as capable as a paid API for their use case. The calculus for paying for API access changes. It doesn't eliminate the market. There are still cases where you need frontier capability, but it puts sustained pressure on pricing.
There's also a regulatory angle here that, Marcus, I know you'll want to address. Zuckerberg framing this as open versus closed has the side effect of positioning Meta as the pro-competition player in any antitrust conversation about AI concentration. If regulators are worried about a handful of closed model companies controlling AI infrastructure, Meta can walk into that conversation and say, "We released our weights. We're the ones keeping this open." It's a clever political positioning, regardless of whether the ideology is genuine.
Which brings me to a point worth making explicitly for listeners who may not follow AI policy closely. The antitrust question around AI models is genuinely unsettled. The traditional antitrust framework focuses on market share, pricing power, and consumer harm. When a company is giving something away for free, the classical tools don't apply cleanly. The Sherman Act, which forms the backbone of American antitrust law, was written in 1890 to deal with railroads and oil trusts. It prohibits monopolization and restraint of trade. But legally, what does monopoly mean when we're talking about a market where the dominant players are giving away their product?
That's a genuinely interesting legal question. And actually, Marcus, this is a good moment to explain something the HN community sometimes takes for granted, but that's worth spelling out how antitrust law actually works in this context, because it's not just about having a big market share.
Right. So the Sherman Act has two main provisions. Section 1 deals with agreements between competitors that restrain trade, think price-fixing cartels. Section 2 is about unilateral monopolization, which is what we'd be talking about with a dominant AI company. Here's the crucial part. Having a large market share is not illegal. Being a monopoly is not, by itself, illegal. What's illegal is acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary conduct, conduct whose purpose or effect is to harm competition rather than compete on the merits. The classic analogy is, if you build the best mousetrap and everyone buys it, you're not breaking the law even if you dominate the market. But if you go around threatening retailers who carry competing mousetraps, that's Section 2 territory. In the AI context, the question would be whether any actor is using its position to foreclose competition in a way that isn't just being really good. And the open versus closed debate is partly a debate about whether API lock-in, closed ecosystems, and proprietary training data pipelines constitute that kind of exclusionary conduct.
And Meta, by releasing weights, is essentially performing the opposite of exclusionary conduct, which is why the political positioning is so elegant. Whether it's genuine or strategic, almost doesn't matter from a regulatory standpoint.